Project 101.5, Wild Earth Guardians time. Angelisa, how you doing?
I'm good, Chris. How are you?
I know you're getting ready for some kind of big shindig in Colorado. Earth Day, is that right?
Yeah, actually, we have an Earth Day event up in Fort Collins. And then we have our big Howling Affair in Denver on May 10th. It's similar to our Guardians Gala fundraiser that we have here on September 21st.
And if you call it a Howling Affair, is it wolf-related or...
You know, that's just a name we've had for a long time.
Good.
It just sounds good.
Yay, Howling Affair!
We have the Howling Affair.
Okay. So what's going on around here?
Hey, so first we'd just like to say thank you to everybody who joined us for Stream Team.
It was sold out.
It was. And we had so many incredible people.
Like a week beforehand, I checked, and it was sold out.
It was. And we are just so appreciative of the enthusiasm of people and working with the crew and... In fact, we had so many people, we didn't know what to do with them. So thank you, everybody, for coming out.
Here's a tree. Go plant.
I know. And the day, the weather was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Our crew was just really thankful. I think we planted...
And that was right there, like kind of that new area between Frenchies and Alire, or...
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
It was about a fourth of a mile away from the bridge right there at Frenchies Field, the crossover.
Yeah.
And then
back in the didn't we used to be able to like cross the Arroyo from Agua Fria to Alameda somewhere in that vicinity, but now they closed it off because of it was just too dangerous.
They may have. I know that they've also been working on the pathway there, which they've come a long way where we can finally ride our bikes along the river.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
And now thanks to you guys, it's gonna look real pretty too.
I know, and they planted like close to over 1,000 trees, so
woo!
Thank you everyone for coming out. It's great to have your guys' support. And then, we have coming up 9 events in April. We're going on the road, and we call it Trap Free New Mexico Roadshow.
Okay.
And Trap Free is basically the name of the 4 organizations that have come together for this event, and it's of course Wild Earth Guardians, it's Animal Protection of New Mexico, it's Born Free USA, and the Sierra Club. And so we will be having program directors from all those organizations gathering at 9 different events that we have across the state. All the way, we just joined Taos, we have them here in Santa Fe, we have them in Silver City, Roswell,
Grants.
And if you go on our website at wildearthguardians.org, there's details of the specific dates and where they're at.
Now, possibly, we do podcast these as often as we're able. Now, possibly someone in one of these far-flung towns listens to your podcast every week.
Oh.
And maybe they want to know how they can find out exactly when and where.
Oh, great.
This traveling roadshow is going to be.
Yeah, so if you go on our website at wildearthguardians.org and under events in the April calendar, these events start April 16th and they go all the way through to April 26th. Every event is the same time. It's from 6:30 to 8:30. And the details of each of the different conference rooms of the buildings that they're in is all detailed out on our website.
Maybe a lot of like college rooms, city halls kind of things.
It is. Or convention. Like Taos, I think we just signed up for the convention center.
Because some towns
are
so small that, you know, they just don't have much in the way of a meeting room. Yeah, library.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank goodness.
Well, that's cool that you got that all set up.
And
I hope it goes well.
I know. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. And Wendy Kiefover, who is our carnivore protection director, is she'll be down here next week, and she's really been looking forward to it, and it's nice to have so many people supporting. We hope that we get more signatures on our petitions to ban trapping all across the state of New Mexico.
Very nice. Okay, more info, wildearthguardians.org. Anything else?
We have May coming up, our fence pulling, just a reminder.
In the Valles Caldera.
In the Valles Caldera Preserve. We'll be meeting up there at the visitor center, and basically there's just several miles of barbed wire fence that we've been working on over the years to remove.
It's a big joint.
It is a big joint. It takes a lot of hard work.
It's miles and miles wide.
Come help
us. So there's got to be a lot of fence.
There's a lot of fence.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And you don't want animals getting trapped in there. Is that the idea?
That's exactly right. It helps with elk migration.
Because they migrate right through there.
They do.
And bam, stuck in the fence.
They do. And so we...
I've had that happen to friends when we were growing up. trying to cut through the farmer's field horrible. And bam! stuck in the fence. Ah, you know, the next thing you know, the sun's coming up. Somebody went, you know, walked down the road to get your dad. Jeez. And the clippers.
Gosh, it sounds like you need to show up at one of our three events then, Chris.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Angelisa.
Thanks, Chris.
Always a pleasure.
Of course.
WildEarthGuardians.org for more anytime, and we'll podcast this at SantaFe.com.